So,
are we ready?
Carolyn, we're from Elsby College, and we led a consortium of colleges, Bamford College, OCBC, and World Class College. We used Blackboard to push content into a target of 500 learners doing apprenticeships in hairdressing and plumbing. In terms of the transformation of teaching and learning, we improved success rates by 6% across the consortium. Also, learners completed on average 4 weeks sooner than learners who didn't have their ways. In terms of the key benefits, staff development were great. All of the staff development events were posted on Marvel TV. We improved motivation, we improved communication between assessors, employees and learners. Off the back of this project, we created the first Blackberry Academy in the UK. The biggest benefit from a learner's perspective was the streamlining of evidence collection. Another big comment is the high expectations of learners were maintained across the consortium, especially for 19 plus learners. What worked well? Staff engagement, employer engagement, the data collection process considering it a very large project, and the development of an application that reduced the sharing content to learners. Finally, on our stand in the picnic suite, Pam is presenting the devices, the application and videos.
So can we jump first? Can we jump back?
Okie dokie. Right. I'm Carl Walker from Bangor Sixth Form College, and I'm going to be a witness of a very modern bird. What we did, we used our MolNet project to solve a problem. Okay, so it wasn't technology and then find a problem to see the technology. We had learners who go out to work-based learning and come to college, and KGB College in Southport had the same problem. They had childcare, they had alternative care students, rare childcare students. And really what we're looking at is to give our learners access to the equipment and the services that we have in college once they're outside of college. A lot of them don't have access to technology in their own homes, believe it or not. And a lot of them didn't have access to equipment and technology in placement because they're not allowed to use cameras or video equipment in placements where they've got students who are a lot of children, basically. So we tried to solve a problem by providing a thin client solution. So we gave all our learners a nice triple EPC, small laptop, called your own PC, I think of them. And basically they had that assigned to them for the whole project, so they could take it to college, they could take it home, and take it to their placements, and they could use our system as if they're in college. So it's a totally thin client solution on the desktop. So basically, as well as having file access, they had actual access to our applications as well. So things like Microsoft Word or Excel or Access, if they didn't have it at home on their own licensing or they had a pirate copy, they could actually use it on our system properly and legally. Okay, so they have things like Adobe ECS suite as well, which they could never afford properly. So they had access to our equipment and services. Really, one of the things was also to stop them having to learn different types of systems as well. So to think whether they had a username and password for one system or a login for another system. What kind of system was it? Did they have access to their files? Did they have access to email? Did they have to email their staff? Did they have to use a USB stick? It was quite simple. It's a Windows desktop. Okay, so they're all familiar with it. And there's the 10 seconds. Yes. It's going to be like X Factor now. Karaoke, pass the mic. Just keep talking to the next one. Okay, thanks, Steve. Breeze.